Thank you. Mr. Chair, Commissioners, Director Unsworth, I'm here to give the annual report on the performance of the 2015 Puget Sound shrimp fishery. Again, this is a line item in the policy, the Puget Sound shrimp policy, which was revised in 2012. So this is our fourth year of implementing that policy. And this will be a bit shorter than the crab, so I think I can get us back on schedule here by running through this. So a couple key elements of the shrimp, or I will go through a couple of key elements of the policy, and then we'll look at the performance and harvest in the 2015 fishery, focusing on this last season. We'll go through the non-spot trawl fishery, couple of slides on that, and then the 2015 spot shrimp fishery for commercial and recreational, which is the target species. And then a little bit about the Region 1 West and 3 spot shrimp fishery, which we've been making some changes to that fishery, and we'll be implementing some additional changes in 2016. So we have four species of shrimp that we manage as commercial and recreational in Puget Sound. And of course, the bottom one, the large spot shrimp, is the one that's highly coveted and targeted. And the other three species, the pink shrimp and dock shrimp, coonstrike shrimp, less recreational interest, more commercial interest in those species. So the policy was revised and adopted in December of 2015. There are conservation principles in the policy on how we will protect the resource. It does provide for both recreational and commercial fisheries. In the non-spot pot fishery, it's managed so the recreational fishery can take up to 20% of the state quota, which is a very small percentage, but there's not a lot of interest in that fishery. And then overall, the Puget Sound spot shrimp fishery has a 70% allocation for recreational, 30% for commercial. Commercial and recreational allocations in regions 1 and 3 can be adjusted in season in order to meet those 70-30% sharing objectives. And we have been using that provision in the policy to adjust fisheries in order to meet that 70-30 objective. So this is the non-spot trawl fishery, clearly a commercial-only fishery. And this is mainly in the pink shrimp fishery out in the Strait of Juan de Fuca and the side stripe up north. The quotas are not being fully utilized in all areas. Some areas the quotas are being fully taken, but overall not. You can see the state harvest quota was 816,000 pounds last year, and in total we got about 400,000 pounds. And there's only a 4 active permits in the trawl fishery. So that trawl fishery is a limited entry fishery since 2001. 4 active permits. It's restricted to the northern regions 1 and 3. And in this map, it shows where those quotas are. The tribes do not participate in the trawl fishery. You're not allowed to retain spot shrimp in the trawl fishery. There was a bycatch observer program initiated in 2011 to look at ESA listed species catch, eulacons, rockfish, and there hasn't been any problems there. No catch of those. Although in 2013, there was an increase in looking at spot shrimp bycatch, which also has been pretty small in the trawl fishery, but it was ticking up looking at our observer program. Some of the catches were up as high as 13%. And then we had one of the main vessels out there in a strait area where that 565,000 quota is. One of the two vessels installed the excluder device in 2015. And we were shocked at how successful it is. It not only eliminating fish species, but also spot prawns, real clean. So We're looking at, we've been working with the tribes, and that's probably going to be something that we're going to have to start requiring in the future. And I don't expect a whole lot of resistance from that because it really cuts back on the sorting time and so forth. So very, very successful at what they do, at least in Puget Sound. So the switching gears here to the non-spot pot fishery, again, six management regions. It's a limited entry commercial since 2001. There's 18 transferable commercial permits. Not all of them participate. There's some interest in recent years by the treaty tribes and harvesting, not a lot of interest, and very little recreational effort. In fact, the recreational effort is so low in most of these areas that it's too low to estimate. So we just do a set aside off our quota and just set some aside for the recreational fishery. There was a total of 71,500 pounds of non-spot quota for the pot fishery, non-spot pot fishery, in 2015, and you can see that the commercial fishery took the bulk of that, about 50,000 pounds or so. So, again, very little recreational effort. There is some increase in marketing and demand for these, so we might see that expanding in the near-term years in the future, where we might get closer to actually taking those full allocations, but right now we're not. So the popular spot prawn fishery, where we pay very close attention to our allocations and managing between the two fisheries. If you haven't been out there, this is a picture of opening day on Hood Canal, and that's kind of what the entire two-thirds of Hood Canal looks like, scattered with boats. So we have six management regions in Puget Sound for spot shrimp. There's the policy does provide for commercial and recreational opportunity in regions 1 and 3 only, and the remaining regions 2 through 6 are recreational only. And we have annual harvest quotas, state tribal quotas in each of these areas. This similar graph, have you seen in the past, it shows the total state and tribal catch for spot prawns, just over 250,000 pounds, both treaty and non-treaty, in 2015. Again, the resource seems to be doing well, similar to Puget Sound crab. Something might be favoring crustaceans out there, but catches are holding up, and the resource is doing fine. This shows the split between the recreational and commercial on the state spot shrimp quota. You can see commercial is maintained quite well, not as high as it was in 2012, but right about 110,000 pounds, and recreational saw an increase as a result of the policy allocating 70% to the recreational fishery overall, and recreational fishery catching about 175,000 pounds, a little more than that in 2015. The bulk of that, 100,000 pounds or so, comes just out of Hood Canal, that one management region. So about 50% of the recreational catch is from Hood Canal. This is the X vessel value, also on an upward trend for the commercial fishery, about 1.1 million pounds of X vessel landing in 2015. So again, good marketing on their part. The 18 permit holders do a very good job of selling the product, keeping it alive, and developing and maintaining the markets. So here are the sharing results of how we ended up, and you can see the second column over has what our percent target is for the recreational fishery by region, and then on the far right for 2015 it shows what was actually harvested, what percent of the state share. So for instance, in region 1, the recreational target is 80%. where we, the recreational fishery only took 48% of the target, even though we had a full season. And I'll show a little bit more on that in a moment. Overall, we have not taken in the recreational fishery. We have not hit that target of 70% for the recreational fishery. It's been in the low 60s. So overall, in 2015, it was 61% of the state total catch was recreational. And here's the open days. You can see there's a lot of diversity in the number of days open. Most areas in the recreational fishery are only open a couple of days for harvest. Hood Canal, in 5 days, 100,000 pounds. That's actually 16-hour fishery, four-hour days. But the two areas where the recreational fishery effort seems to wane down after just a couple of days is regions 1 West. You can see that on the map, and out in the strait, region 3. And you can see one in area region 1 East, the recreational fishery took the entire allocation that was allocated to it in 13 days this year. But in region 1 West, that just not as much effort. So the Region 1 West and 3 fishery is one that we're continuing to use as part of our balancing with the commercial fishery and making adjustments and trying to hit that 70% target in the policy. So again, in Region 1 East this year, in 2015, the recreational fishery took the target in 13 days. Although in Regions 3 and 1 West, the recreational fishery is open all summer, all the way until when the eggs start coming on in September. So May through September, 137 days. Over 35% of the recreational target remained in Region 1 West in mid-August. So as a result, and in total, 22,000 pounds of recreational share was released to the commercial fishery in regions 3 and 1 in 2015. And we do that in late August when we can see that, okay, the recreational fishery is not going to take the allocation, so we release it to the commercial. And that's, we're able to do that through the policy language. So here's one of our challenges that we have in that Region 1 West and 3. You can see this is the average for the last few years of what the boat counts are for recreational fisheries. You can see in May, it's a pretty high boat count, and then in June it starts dropping off. And then in July, when other fisheries open, particularly crab, the effort drops down quite drastically. And some of these flights over these areas were only counting one or two boats participating in the fishery. So we, again, have been looking at, okay, what can we do to basically provide better recreational opportunity perhaps in May and June and not drag the fishery all the way out into September. So some adjustments we're looking at for regions 1 West and 3 in 2016, which is going to start in May, we're going to open daily starting in May for both those regions. So it'll be a 7-day-a-week harvest opportunity. We're looking at increasing the daily limit in regions 1 West and 3 starting June 1. If it's like other years, all the other recreational spot shrimp quotas will have been taken by the end of May. So starting June 1, the only places that will be open is the northern area, regions 1, West, and 3. We could increase a bag limit to entice more recreational effort there. And then any unutilized recreational harvest in regions 1, West, and 3 will be provided to the commercial fishery again this year, and we'll do that assessment mid-August or so, and what they have not utilized in a recreational fishery will be released to the commercial fleet. So in summary, we had recreational fisheries were open in all Puget Sound regions in 2015. Commercial fishery occurred in regions 1 and 3 as the policy directs. Overall, the recreational fishery harvested 61% of the state's quota, not quite hitting the recreational target of 70%, or ceiling, if you will. The recreational fishery was unable to catch the target in regions 1 West and 3, and we released 22,000 pounds of the recreational target to the commercial fishery in late August. To achieve the 70% recreational harvest target, we're going to make some further adjustments in 2016, like perhaps increasing the bag limit in regions 1 and 3 to provide additional recreational opportunity. And I'll entertain questions.
Thank you, Rich. Questions from the commission?
I just have one.
Yes. Mr. Carpenter.
Rich, based on the status of the spot shrimp, you talked a little bit about, I remember hearing about a quota increase in that Smith Island area that I think might be worthy of sharing.
Yes, that's out in the middle of Region 3. It's a quota area we call 23A Central. It's primarily a commercial area. It's pretty remote. And we've been monitoring that area through test fisheries. We go out and do post-season test fisheries out there. And what we are doing is we look at what's remaining on the grounds after the fisheries are closed, and we've been increasing the quota there pretty robustly every year, maybe every other year, for the last 8 years or so. And we just increased it another 20,000 pounds this year, 10,000 pounds treaty, 10,000 pounds state share. So the overall quota in Region 3 is going up 10,000 pounds. Recreational fishery may catch some of that, depending on how if we do that bag limit increase, if we see some additional effort, to be determined, I guess.
Any other thing? No. It was all so clear that you've answered all our questions.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that brings us to a conclusion of item 21. And for a few minutes, we could move into 23 if there's any miscellaneous or meeting debrief. So I'll open that up to the commission. No debriefing? No miscellaneous. All right. That's the miscellaneous side and the debriefing side. So with that, we will conclude the April 8th and 9th meeting of the Fish and Wildlife Commission meeting. We stand adjourned. Thank you very much, all.